This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Proceedings of both the Houses of Parliament were marred today by the opposition uproar leading to adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision Initiative in Bihar and other issues. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m, opposition members again started sloganeering, pressing for their demands. The presiding officer urged the members to allow the House to function and go back to their seats. The chair assured that discussion will be held on the issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the disruption, accusing that opposition parties that they do not want discussion. He said in the Business Advisory Committee meeting held yesterday, it was decided to conduct discussion on Operation Sindoor. He questioned the opposition's intention, saying that the government is ready for the discussion, but they are engaged in disruption. After the repeated appeal by the chair, the opposition continued with the sloganeering and trooped into the well. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the house for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished Jagdeep Dhankar good health after he resigned from the post of Vice President yesterday, citing health reasons. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as the Vice President of India. Soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon today, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the House about the Home Ministry's notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar.
माननीय सदस्यगण, मुझे प्रश्न काल के पहले एक आवश्यक सूचना देनी है. The Ministry of Home Affairs Word Notification Act 22725 has conveyed the resignation of Vice President of India, Sri Jagdeep Dhankar, under Article 67A of the Constitution with immediate effect.
The Maharashtra government today moved the Supreme Court against the Bombay High Court's decision to acquit all the 12 accused in the 7-11 train blast case of 2006. The Supreme Court has agreed to list the case for hearing on the 24th of July. The blasts, which occurred on the 11th of July 2006, had killed over 180 people and injured several others across Mumbai's suburban train network. The Bombay High Court had yesterday overturned the 2015 convictions by a special court, stating that the prosecution failed to prove the charges. The Supreme Court today issued notices to the centre and all state governments on the issue of imposition of timelines on governors and president to act on bills in the absence of a constitutionally prescribed time limit. In the aftermath of the Apex Court verdict in the Tamil Nadu bills case, President Draupadi Murmu in May this year had asked the Apex Court to report its opinion on constitutional options available to a governor and the president when a bill is presented before them under Article 200 and Article 201 of the Constitution. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States today. These state-of-the-art helicopters, often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities, an engineering marvel, the helicopter is equipped with advanced weapons, sensors and all-weather operational capabilities, significantly boosting the Indian Army's aerial combat strength. The death toll in the Bangladesh aircraft crash has reached 27, and 78 more are receiving treatment at different hospitals. A total of 20 bodies have been handed over to the family members. Mohammad Zaidur Rahman, Special Assistant to Chief Advisor Professor Mohammad Yunus, revealed this information to the media at the National Burn and Plastic Surgery Institute, Dhaka, this morning. Two Indians will feature in the final four of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup in Batumi, Georgia, starting today. In the semifinals, Divya Deshmukh will face Chinese Grandmaster Tan Tsung-Yi, while Kuneru Hampi will be up against another Chinese Grandmaster, Lei Ting-Chia, at the Grand Bellagio venue this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.